Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart stores, and Monsanto. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. Thank you. And now for today's commentary. For weeks, I have avoided talking about the Farm Bill. The process of reaching some kind of consensus has been excruciatingly painful. But now, at long last, something's happening. We may get a bill. President Bush is not going to sign it, but maybe the Congress will override his veto. After all the agonizing work to get this far, I think the odds favor an override. The Senate will likely override it, but the House is in doubt. You may wonder why it's been so hard to put together a farm bill. Well, it's because the farm bill is not just a farm bill. It has everything in it but the kitchen sink. 3/4 of the money in the bill goes to nutrition programs, food stamps, school lunch, women, infants, and children programs. Food prices are up, and it's going to cost more to buy the food for those programs. Also, with a weak economy, more individuals will need assistance. And that means the food programs will cost a lot more money. The farm supports are the only reductions in the spending. Those expenditures are cut in half. Well, that's fine. At these prices, farmers are getting their money out of the marketplace, and that's the way we like it. When talking to farmers, it's interesting and different from years past. Their number one priority today is not a generous farm bill, not that a safety net isn't important. It's just that keeping the trade channels open, protecting biofuels, and getting their money from the marketplace tops their agenda today. If we don't get a farm bill after all of this work, time, and effort, the easy thing for the Congress to do would be to extend the current law for another year. Now, that would disappoint a lot of people that are counting on the little goodies tucked away in this bill. My prediction, we'll get a bill. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.